Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The day today is the 13th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446. Corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 17th of October, 2024. Our topic today is Imam Nasa'i, rahmatullah alayh, and his contribution. Remember, Mufti Saab had also written a thesis at the UJ, and he's written this year, and you can find it. We can send it to you as well. If you want it, just send us a message now, 084-786-3132, +27 84-786-3132 if you're in a foreign country. And a inspiring introduction or foreword was written by Sheikh Muhammad Taha Karan, in which he explained everything about Mufti Saab's, where Mufti Saab had taught in 1983 the first graduating students this very kitab, Sunan Nasa'i. So today we'll be discussing all about Imam Nasa'i, rahmatullah alayh. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Saab.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum. Mawlana Zaid Khan, jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, as we see that you are the most equipped to discuss this imam, as you've taught this kitab in 1983 to the first graduating students, please inform us about Imam Nasa'i rahmatullahi alayhi in his details.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we go any further, a few announcements. For all the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, our morning program with Mawlana Salim Kareem and Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan, tomorrow inshallah and then continuing, Azan will be at 4 o'clock. Azan will be for Fajr at 4 o'clock. And inshallah, my program will start at around 4:06, 4:07, around there, inshallah, inshallah, al-Aziz, from tomorrow, Friday, Jummah, inshallah. So that's one. Today, our brother Dawood Monli is already there, inshallah, in Impangani. So today, the whole day, he will be there in Impangani. And tomorrow, the entire day, he will be there, inshallah, in Richards Bay. These are the two places I will be in. So he's there. He's only there to tune your decoders, not for anything else. So it's done free of charge. All of you in Pangani, you contact Maulana Sofwan Khan, and that is Maulana Abid Khan's son. And there, inshallah, in this place, Richards Bay, you contact Maulana Yasin Tar Muhammad, and inshallah, then when he comes there tomorrow, he knows which houses, which places to go there, and then he will tune your decoder for you. So Dawood Monli's number, cell number, you can contact him for those of you who are in Impangani or there in Richards Bay. Or if you're in the surroundings, then you can meet him in one of these two places. He won't go to any other place. So today, whole day in Pangani, and tomorrow, whole day in Richards Bay, inshallah. Dawood Monli, our engineer, his number is 063-403-2743. Okay, and then my program, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, Allah make easy. So inshallah, we should be there in Impangani by Maghrib time. Our host there is Hafiz Ahmed Gora, and Jackson, they call them, you see. So anyway, he spoke to me today and this morning, mashallah. So I told him that yes, he must come pick us up at the airport in Richards Bay, and then we'll go straight, inshallah, to Impangani, and then meals by his place, and thereafter, inshallah, the Isha Salat, 7:45. So after that, they left Kirat and what have you, and it won't be live on the radio. So the the programs will continue as normal on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and inshallah it will be for the people then in Pangani and surroundings. So that will be our program for today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Maulana, you said that the most equipped, that's not right. There are many, many great people in this world. We just want small little student, remember that. Always say we are students of deen, then Allah Jalla Wala will take us very, very far. But a nice story I can share with you, and then we will go to Imam Nasai Rahimahullah. There was a scholar and a great, great alim and a giant, I can call him, Hazrat Mazan Mawana Salimullah Khan Sahib. Did many, many people know about him. And Hazrat was teaching Bukhari Sharif. It was his prime that time. So, mashallah, we did Mishkat first part by him. And then we did whole Bukhari Sharif, entire Tirmidhi Sharif, Tahawi by him. Alhamdulillah, in all my years of hadith, I didn't miss one period also. You know, every hadith, alhamdulillah, I received directly from the teacher with Allah's help. I didn't miss one, and I was married also. So, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Then when we came into the final year, Hazrat Mawlana Aziz Ahmad Bihari, now who is he? He was teaching in Dabel. Our Mawlana Qasim Sema, rahimahullah, left South Africa in the year 1935, when he was a 15-year-old youngster. Mawlana was born in 20 in Ramadan. When I told Mawlana, you're born in Ramadan, he got a shock of his life, you know. He said, what? I said, yes, it is. See, I show you on the computer. I got a small gadget. I think I showed you the one time also. We can go this way, that way, 1,000 years or so. So Gregorian to Hijra to Gregorian. So he said, nobody told me. I said, yes, it is, Mawlana. He said, oh, okay. So he said, Tajub hai, Walida ne nahi bataya, Dadi ne nahi bataya, nobody showed me, and so forth and so on. So anyway, so he was born in 1920 in Ramadan. 35, 15 he went. 42 he came back with the SS Tilawa, and that ship got torpedoed by the Japanese and what have you. So the ship's name was SS Tilawa. But Mawlana was making so much tilawat, Allah Ta'ala saved him, you see. He read Surah Lilafikur. It was wartime and Second World War. And then he was reading Surah Lilafikuration, Durutu Najina, and that fascinating story from Newcastle to Joburg Airport back to Heidelberg. He related the whole story. I wrote it down and the book got lost. The one. But anyway, Maulana Ismail Aku wrote the whole thing basically. So in his biography, Maulana's biography, so you can read it there. Very interesting. So he, Mawlana learned, studied by him, by Mawlana Aziz Ahmad Bihari in 1937. Can you believe that, Mawlana? How many years before we were born? And there's another Mawlana, maybe you heard the name, I met them all several. So Mawlana Ahmad Aturani, so the old man Aturani, who was a very great khattat and very good in Urdu and Farsi and Arabic and all. So he also studied by Hazrat Mawlana Aziz Ahmad Bihari, rahimahullah. So 79-80, so we used to all call him Sheikhul Hadith. Sheikhul Hadith was Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib, but nobody used to call Mawlana Sheikhul Hadith. They used to call him Muhtamim Sahib. You understand? Principal. For him, we used to call him Sheikhul Hadith, or we call him Babaji. He was 90-95 years old, you know. So unique feature about him was in the whole of Pakistan, no madrasa would teach Murtam Malik, Murtam Muhammad, and this thing stood Tahawi. No, Tahawi was by Imam Salimullah. Murtam Malik, Murtam Muhammad, and Nasai, they 3 days to teach. But Musnad Abi Hanifa. So he was the only person in the whole Pakistan, he said, no, I must teach all this, but there's no exam. So you know, students, when we know there's no exam, half the guys come, don't come. You know how it is in the madrasa and darlooms nowadays also. So now half the students don't come. So one day, he looked at me. I used to sit right in front of him, read Ibarat something. So this is how he said, Maulvi Abdul Qadir Afriki, Afrika jaakar kya karoge? This is min janibillah from Allah Ta'ala side, you know. He said, Maulvi Abdul Qadir, everybody's called me Afriki. My kitab also got written there, the stamp. Abdul Qadir Afriki. I was the only guy from Africa in the class. So he said, what you going to do when you go Africa? So I don't know Maqam Sahib's Qasim Sema, I don't know Darulum, I don't know Newcastle, I never visited there. I said, Hazrat, suna hai ke ek Darulum hai Newcastle mein, aur Muhtamim sahab wahan Qasim Sema hai. So I responded, I said, Hazrat, I heard there's a Darulum in Newcastle and the principal is Mawa Qasim Sema. He said, acha. Now he told Mawa Qasim Sema in 37. And now he's speaking of 1980. So you work out the maths and see, more than 40 years. You understand, 43 years. So they just say plus 40 years. So he said, what to mere shagird? My student. So now my mind started racing, you understood? So I got a shock. Now, I was married with Allah's help and everything. And to come there, sometime, you know, talk, not to the house, we bring food or whatever. So anyway, give a gift or whatever. So anyway, she used to like me a lot. So now all the exams finished, now there. That Ramadan, I had to go make Ramadan alone. You know in Pakistan how it is. Taraweeh alone in Mufti Nizamuddin's masjid. He called me, he said, Quran, Akhra, Sunana, Mary masjid there. You can't say no, the Ustad he told you must finish. You know how it is. And it, yeah. So I had to go and take two this mini buses, same like our mini buses. Crazy, you know how it is. Just stop and go and this and that. So we just used to make it for Isha and all that. Okay, well, one day I even came late after Isha. So anyway, but I made it in time for Taraweeh. So I read Isha. And then, got a long story short, so then, now we going for Hajj after Ramadan. Because I performed Hajj already, 75, this is 1980. So now at Fatima, I have to go for Hajj. So my sister, brother-in-law were there, they wrote that aerogram. You know this aerogram? That in blue, they got that thing there. Like a letter, you know. So we used to all write in that aerogram, letters to our parents and family. So anyway, Allah's help, mercy came. So we went for Hajj. So before we left for Hajj, say like now 3-4 days left. So I met Hazrat again and I told Hazrat, I'm jare abhi Africa, Hajj parkar, inshallah. But I'm Erbani, if you can, please, I'll really appreciate. You write a letter for Mawa Qasim Sema. You see? So then we made Hajj, we landed here in South Africa, November 2nd, 1980. So I told my wife, I said, you know what, that we went so long, you didn't see your family, I didn't see my family. You go Durban, there's a car is here and all that, your mahram is there, all that, your brother or somebody was there. And you go, you got 10 brothers, you know. So you go and to Durban and then I'll meet you there somehow, don't worry and all that. So she was very happy. And now my brother-in-law came from Durban, my sister. This is December now, you see. And then they going back. So I told my brother-in-law that now we're going to go back, but no Free State business and Villiers and all that. We must go old road. You see, why? They don't like, you know, it's long cut and all. I said, no, I must go meet the Maulana there and all that. So we never phoned, we never did nothing, just took a chance. Allah's help comes always. So then when we reached there, we got lost. We don't know where the Darulum, this, that. We just reached the Maulana. I still remember the clothes he had on also. Then, Kaisi Mizaj, this, that. So I told him, Maulana, mujhe yaha parana. And it, so Maulana said, yaha jagah to nahi. No vacancy here. So now there was one Maulana there, Maulana Yunus Osman. Now we studied together in Karachi. We stayed in the same room also there in Darum Karachi, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib's Madrasa. So he was already teaching there from 79-80. Now this is end of 80. But nobody there is holiday, all the teachers gone. So I had one kitab for him also, you know, that somebody sent to me, whatever. So I said, yeah, Maulana Yunus Osman. I said, thik. Then I pull out the letter. You must know when to play your trump card, you know. You see, it's not like Trump, the mad thing, you understand? I hope Trump loses, you see. President Carter, he voted for Kamala Harris. He said, I'm 100 years old, but it's more important for me to vote for Kamala than voting to let this madcap come in power. You understand? This Trump and all. So then I showed him that letter, which Hazrat Mohana Aziz Ahmad Bihari. I'm the only student there who studied by him. I asked the other students, nobody studied by him. There in Karachi, I'm speaking about. Mark said, my name studied there in Davel, you see. So, when we the last batch, he went to the retirement, Taqawud, you know. So this thing, they put the retirement. It's too old, like, you know. So Allah's fazal, Allah's mercy, everything. So then I'm this thing, and he used to teach nice, you know, and all that. He used to be like Mustafa Abi Hanifa. And I used to enjoy it also. So with Allah's help, so Mohsen, he must have written something with Allah, so nice. So Mohana, he said, no. Just 2 minutes ago, he told me, jagah nahi hai, but ihtiraman lil ustad, you know. Said, no, you know what, now you'll have to make mashura about you. say, look at Mawlana, I see, all right. And I went away and this and this. Now I'm making dua, Ya Allah. Now Madrasa is opening like Monday, Tuesday, Darulum. The first Darulum, you know, South Africa, the 73. So then that Saturday afternoon, now I'm panicking actually. I don't know, because people are phoning from here, there, we got job for the... Me, I don't want imamat, I don't want to teach children, you understand? I said, no, I must get into kitabs and you must teach elders, adults and you know. That Saturday afternoon, I went somewhere. So my father, you know those days, everybody's Molisab, you know how it is. So then my father told me, there's Molisab from Newcastle phone. So I realized, must be Mosema, who has to phone them from there. So then I phoned him. They said, you must phone immediately. So he said, Nikal Ratko Mashura Raka, meaning Friday night. And one, two people, they know you also. Now there was a Master Kalu, Muhammad Ali Kalu, he passed away, bichara. Now he was teaching in Heidelberg. And subsequently, he became Mona Qasim Sema's brother-in-law, married Mona Sema's sister, like stepsister, like, you know, and this stepsister meaning Mona's mother passed away, then father remarried and this and all that. So from that mother there, you see. So anyway, so they all gave good reference in this, to Ab Ajana, you must come. You see, you must come Monday, whatever he said, yeah, Monday, I think. So, but one shirt, you must come alone, no wife, no houses here. I said, I just want to get in, understand? So then he called me in the office, we spoke this, the Mawlana was a small politician. So then I said, Bodacha, everything Bodacha. Then I walked to the door. So he called me back. He said, no, the Mawlana style is, he put his head. He said, no, Abki Tanha. He said, we only speak Urdu. The 20 years I was there, only Urdu. We don't speak English with Mawlana. He's a fatherly figure, you know. And for me, it's good. I want to practice my Urdu also. Even with Muhammad Sur, Muhammad Mumtaz, but I always speak Urdu with them. Even now, like Muhammad Sur, if I meet him, Allah gave him Shifa. Bichara Muhammad Mumtaz, he passed away, you know. So Allah gave him Jannatul Firdaus. So anyway, then he tell me, Abki Tanha, Teen Sorin. I said, Bola Cha Mawlana. He got a shock, I think. He was testing from the ask, you know. I was expecting 250. Allah is witness. People believe, don't believe, that's their business. I thought maybe he'll tell me 250. Even 250, I just want to get in. You know how it is. So I said, Bodacha. And then I think he was surprised also. So anyway, that's how we started there and all these type of things there. So that is all barakat. Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Nabi Salaam barakat, and Ustaji's duas, you see. Mawlana Aziz Ahmed, Rahimahullah. Allah gave him Jannatul Firdaus. Very good teacher. So all style, like, you know, all these type of things there. In Dabil. Now let's come to our sabak now. Bismillahirrahman. Oh yeah, then that was now. I studied by him. Then 82, now Darum Hazrat bin Nuri, Allama bin Nuri said, Qiyamat bahut kareeb hai, Mishkat parakar inko rijal paida karo, just send them away. Now 82, we had a big meeting, you see. And this Mawlana from Akkal Kuwa was there. You know Akkal Kuwa? There's Mawlana from there, famous Mawlana, you see. He did a lot of work in India and all. Somehow he was there. So he told Ma Qasim Sema, no Allama Kashmiri is going to come and no Sheikh is come. You must teach. You must teach Bukhari, you must teach Tirmidhi, you must teach Muslim, you must teach. So then Mawlana looked at us, he said, what you all say? We all say Bismillah. So then we make Taksim, you know, Asbaq. So then, so Mawlana Qasim Sema, Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Muhammad Surulak, and Abu Dawood and Tahawi and all that, him, Muhammad Mumtazulak, Muslim Sharif, Mawlana Yunus Osman, and you listen, Mawlana Yunus Patel, Mawlana Yunus Osman. Now what kitabs are left? Sunan Nasai, Murta Malik, Murta Muhammad. What I studied by Hazrat. Ahmed, so Muqazim Sema said, you'll teach. I said, 100%, inshallah, I'm zarur praying. So he said, okay, you must teach this. I said, barakat again of Ustadji, you see. So that is how it started in 83. Seven students graduated, alhamdulillah. From that seven, four already passed away, And we still understand, all right, like what Allah said, I don't know how long, but Allah's mercy, four already passed away. Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. You know, you start thinking, you know, Sayyidina Umar, when his white hair started coming out, he said, hey, now it's time we must start preparing properly. So four of the seven passed away, so we have to prepare, you know, for the year after already. Every day we have to prepare, but more we have to prepare now. Chalo, let's give you the lesson now. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Imam Nasai, he was born in 215. He passed away in the year 303. He lived for 88 years. You see that? So that first thing we got. His kunya and agnomen Abu Abdurrahman. His name Ahmad bin Shu'aib bin Ali. You see, from Khurasan. Now, Khorasan is very big. You must remember there's your Afghanistan and all that. It's all included in Khorasan. So there's a place they call Nasai. So if you want all the details of this, you will get it in Siru A'lam al-Nubala and Al-Ansab and Wafayatul A'yan and Tazkiratul Hufaz and Tahzib. All these kind of books you must remember. You will get all that there and so forth and so on. Then why is Nasai called Nasai? You see. So this shahar, this city, this town, Nasa, was conquered during the time of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu in the year 32. Something good to remember. In the year 32. You know Sayyidina Uthman became Khalifa when? First of Muharram, the year 24. Right. And he ruled for 12 years. So in 32, the city, this place, Nasa, got conquered. By who? And by Abdullah bin Amir. So he made Sula and then and all of them. So Ahnas bin Qais was appointed the governor there and all that. So now the question arises, why is this place called Nasa? You know, stood and this. They say it's very near Nishapur. You understand? It's Nishapur, both ways, all that they say. So some ulama say that when the Mujahideen came and so forth and so on, so all the men, they ran away and they left all the women there. So Nisa, Nasa, you understand? So therefore, some ulama, they wrote like that. You know? So they said, so therefore this name is called Nasa, you understand? Some say Nisa and all this kind of thing. Other reasons also are mentioned, but this is famous and all this kind of thing. I told you regarding his birth and all that, so 225 he was, you must remember that. So that is what they say and all that. Some ulama even say 215 and all that, but most ulama say 225. You know, it is always ikhtilaf and all. And 303, ikhtilaf means different opinion. 303, he passed away and so forth. So where did he study? You understood? So some ulama say 225 is not, understand, correct. And that, so you end up starting what I told you, 215. So we must say 215 is correct. You understood? Okay, so that's the Rajih call. Okay, and then 303, he passed away, no? That's what I told you. Yeah, 303. Right, all that is right then. 215 and 303. So now, where did he go and study and so forth and so on? You know, I told you about Qutaybah bin Sa'id. I don't know if you remember the other day. So this Qutaybah bin Sa'id is such a giant, you must remember that he went to him at the age, you must remember, in the year 235 to go study by him, by this Qutaybah bin Sa'id. And he is such a giant that most of the muhaddisin are his students. You see, but now the great thing is we must know where is he buried. He's buried where? There in Afghanistan, in Baghlan. You must write it down, Baghlan. So now to go from Kabul to Baghlan is a big problem. The road don't work. Last night I was there by Hazrat Mufti Sahib. I asked him quickly. I said, Hazrat, that place you told me, I forgot. Where Siraji is buried? So you know Siraji, the Miras. So he said Sahawand. So he said that also is there about 2 hours or so, two and something like that from Kabul, but you can't reach there also. So two people you must write down. One is Imam Qutaybah bin Sa'id, Baghlan. And one is Siraji. They say Imam Siraji, Allama Siraji, whatever. So Sahawand, you see. So well, today we're here, tomorrow we're gone, so you must remember all these things here. So then you can start your big Sheikhul Hadith, their lessons and all that. Hazrat Mawana, Zahid Khan, Damu Barakatuhum, like that. Atalallahu, you know, all that. Umrahu, like that, they will say, you know how it is and all that. So he went to Hijaz, Makkah, Mukarramah, Misr, Iraq, Jazeera, Sham, all that, you must remember, to go and study and all that. Jazeera means Jaziratul Arab, the Arab Peninsula and so forth. So now who he studied by? Ibn Hajar writes, he studied from so many people, la yuhso, you can't even count and all that, you must remember that. He studied by Ishaq bin Rawi, Bukhari's teacher, Qutaybah bin Sa'id, Muhammad bin Bashar, known as Bundar and all of them. So many, many people he studied by, you must remember this. So some teachers of Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai are the same, you understood? So you must remember this kind of thing. So that is how you must, that he's got like, you know, very great, great teachers and all this kind of thing. Okay, here they wrote here, one. So this is now in one copy of Nasai. Listen to this. In one copy of Nasai, so that is there, the copy of Ibn Sunni. You know, I was telling you, you must get James Robson book. He will tell you the different copies. You know, the students they wrote and all. So this is Ibn Sunni's copy. So you find one riwayat there, you'll understood, that Akhbarana Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari qala haddathini Hafs ibn Umar al-Haris and all that, and it goes on and on and all that. So an Aisha radiallahu anha. So this, yeah, riwayat, so you won't find this riwayat in other kitabs. You will find it in Ibn Sunni's copy. You must remember this type, yeah. So what I'm trying to say, you will find different copies. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, you know, I wrote that book on Imam Nasai. We will send it out, inshallah, today, with a green cover. So inshallah, we will send it out. So there you will find which copies and that. So Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda also, he prepared one nice copy. Then other muhaddisin prepared. And Sheikh Albani prepared one. This I found, you know where, Maulana, I found it in Dammam. You know where is Dammam? Dammam is there, Manatika Sharqiyah, the eastern region of Saudi Arabia, where all the oil is. So there was one brother there, South African. So he used to like, you understand? So, and I got one student, he was teaching there also, but he's back in South Africa. I said, what you doing here? He said, I'm teaching English. So we went to the bookshop, I found one volume, just one volume, by Sheikh Albani. Now, why I like that copy, every hadith he evaluated. I got it there on top. So you'll find many, many copies like that, you understood? That great, great ulama, what they wrote and us and all these type of things. Yeah. So remember that all the muhaddisin, they say Imam Nasai was a giant and so forth, you know. So we must remember these kind of things. Yeah. Okay, and now listen about his features and his lifestyle. Now, yeah, Suleiman, listen to him, what he says. You understand this, Imam Nasai? So he used to wear smart, smart clothes. And his food also first class, you understood? Every day he used to eat chicken. So my wife tells me, you're just like Imam Nasai, because every day I must have chicken also. You know, every day I must have chicken. Halal and tayyiba, not all the zigzag chicken and all that. And every day he must drink nabith, sharbat, you understood? And it's to make Somme Dawoodi. That Somme we don't do in our life. You know Somme Dawoodi, one day you fast, one day you don't fast, one day fast, very difficult. Every alternate day you fasting. Today is Thursday, so you fast. Then Saturday you fast. Then Monday you fast. So that is Somme Dawoodi. And he had four wives, you must remember that, you understood? So imagine, so he needed the chicken also, you understood? Because four wives and so forth and all this kind of thing there. Okay, so that is how you must remember. Then Imam Nasai and Haris bin Miskin. So now, if you read Imam Nasai's work, you will find there one person named Haris bin Miskin. So it's ajib waqiyah, this, you understand? قَالَ الْحَارِسُ بْنُ مِسْكِينَ كِرَاءَةً عَلَيْهِ وَأَنَا أَسْمَى. So that he is like outside the class, you understand? Or just by the door or something. And I'm listening. So between teacher and student, something happened. So he like told him, you know what, see, I'm reading for you. What happened, they say. So Imam Sahib used to wear smart, smart clothes and all that. So now this Haris bin Miskin, he came there. So he felt that his teacher maybe is wearing like too smart clothes and maybe the government and so forth and something like that. So there was like, you know, Meme Tutu and all that. So they told him, no, you must sit there by the door and you can listen to hadith there. Some people say that, no, he thought that this Haris bin Miskin is a spy, like, you know, and this type of thing. So whatever the reason is, you must remember this, Allah alone knows. But look at his hirs for hadith. His teacher told him, you must stand there. And he, or sit there, whatever the case is. So you say, that قَالَ الْحَارِسُ مِنْ قِرَاةً عَلَيْهِ وَأَنَا أَسْمَى. You got. So while students were reading to him, I was listening and all these type of things. This Haris bin Miskir was a judge in Cairo, in Egypt, you understand? So you must remember, there are a lot of reasons they gave and all that. Now we don't have to go into that and all. Okay. Now, you know, how did he pass away? So he says, you see, when you get very famous, then you get very, very, lot of jealousy also. So some people even wanted to kill him. Understood? So this type of things here. Assassinate him and so forth. So now he left Egypt and he went to go live there in Damascus. So from Egypt, he landed up where? In Syria. Understood? So now when he landed up there, so somebody asked him, you understand, that you wrote book on the manaqib of Sayyidina Ali and all that, why you didn't write about Amir Muawiyah and all that? So he said, you understand, la yashba'u batnahu, he quoted the hadith, you understand, there of Muslim Sharif in there. And then, according to some muhaddithin, they say when he gave that answer, so they hit him and all that, you understood? So in that way there, they made him shaheed, or they made him go very ill, or whatever you. So then there's ikhtilaf and all that, that way was he buried and all that. So some people say, you must remember, he passed away in Safar, on the 13th of Safar, 303. And this is what Imam Dharqutni, Shah Waliullah and them say. And they say that now, that because they hit him so much and that, so they buried him there in Makkah. He said, take me to Makkah. So this is the verdict of Shah Waliullah, and before him Imam Dharqutni and all of them. Some ulama say no, that he did. The oldest incident is happened in Makkah and all that, and then they buried him there between Safa and Marwa. You understood? Bustanu Muhaddisin and all that got it like this and all that. Some ulama say that no, he is buried there in Palestine. And Allama Zahabi, now you must remember, when it comes to hadith, and that these are like dalil. Dalil meaning they're like very strong. One is Hafiz ibn Hajar and Allama Zahabi. Allama, as a scholar, Ibn Hajar is greater. But in memory, Allama Zahabi is greater. You got the two difference there. In True. Memory, Zahabi is greater. But as a scholar, Ibn Hajar is great. So Allama Zahabi says that no, he's right. He's buried there in, you must remember, in Palestine and all this type of things and all that. And Ibn Hajar also said so. So now if Ibn Hajar and Allama Zahabi agree on something, so that will be like now hujjat, you understand what I'm saying? In our field. So you will say the rajih qawl will be, the preferred qawl will be, that he is buried there in Palestine. So the story of Makkah and here and there is not 100%. One day I told Sheikh Imam Hamad, he was also a teacher there in Medina Munawwara. So he was teaching Nasai. So somebody asked him a question. Where is he buried? Where is Imam Nasai? Then I said something. So then I said, from Makkah. He looked at me, but funny, you know. So then I told him in this kitab, he started laughing, you understood? He said, hey, you come with the stories, you understood? This type of thing. So he was a great muhaddith, Imam Hamad, if you know, if you read the old muhaddithin. Then he took me home and all that. He was very, very kind to me. He gave me a book also on Imam Nasai. Very nice one. So you see why Ibn Hajar says that is right, this Palestine one. That you must remember, Ibn Yunus and them say that his wafat took place in Palestine. So Allama Zahabi said so and all that. You understood? Then Ibn Hajar said that this is the person, you understand, وَهُوَ بِهِ عَارِفٌ. So this is what Zahabi wrote, that هَذَا أَصَحْ فَإِنَّ ابْنَ يُونُسْ حَافِظٌ يَقِذٌ and وَقَدْ أَخَذَ أَنْهُ النَّسَائِ. So he was a person who was very good, you understand, in high. وَهُوَ بِهِ عَارِفٌ. He knew him the best, like, you see. And so we will say he passed away. Now some people, now this is very important for me and you, Mona Zaid. Some people made the ilzam. Some people made the wild accusation that Imam Nasai is a Shia. You got it? Imam Nasai is a Shia. Yeah. This is what you call ilzam, wild accusation, rajman bil ghaib, and this type of thing. So some people, they said that. So Ibn Kathir writes in Al-Bidaya wa Nihaya and that, إِنَّهُ كَانَ يُنْسَبُ إِلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ مِّنَ التَّشَيُّ. Some people, they wrote that, you know, that he is like this and all this. So, but this is totally rejected by all the ulama, you must remember this. Who wrote this? Ibn Khalikan wrote this, you must remember that, and this type of thing, in Wafayatul A'yan. So, this is all totally wrong, and we told you they rejected. He believed in all four of the Khulafa, and there's nothing about this. Yes, he wrote a book on Sayyidina Ali's manaqib, so there's nothing wrong in that. So you must remember that. So he had so many manaqib and all that virtues and so forth. So therefore, to say he is Shia and based on one, two Ravis, so that is unacceptable. He was 100% belonging to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You understood? So you must remember this kind of things here. Okay. mazhab. So Shah Waliullah and Shah Abdul Aziz, you understand, Muhaddis Delhi, they say he was a Shafi'i. Shah Waliullah and Shah Abdul Aziz Delhi. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah says he was not a muqallid, he was a muhaddis and a mujtahid. You understood? So he was a mujtahid himself in this. Allama Shah Kashmiri rahimahullah says he was a hanbali. You must remember that. So he, Imam, this Allama Shah Kashmiri rahimahullah says that Imam Abu Dawood and Imam Nasai, they were hanbalis. So where you will find this in the commentary of, you understand, Bukhari Sharif, that is Faizul Bari, you know, which Maulana Badr Alam and Imam Badr Alam passed away in 64, they in Medina Munawwara, so like that. Okay. And then there's a big discussion of Imam Abu Hanifa and Imam Nasai and all that, because Imam Nasai, he was critical of Imam Abu Hanifa and all that. So, but the majority scholars didn't accept it, because you must remember it's Jaraha Mubham. I told you, if you make Jaraha Mubham, that is, you criticize a person, but you don't give real evidence, you understand? So that will be, but he did make kalam against Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, and so forth and so on. Okay. So, there are others, so the books written on this, Imam Abu Hanifa was one of the greatest fuqaha, and even in hadith, he was very good and so forth. But he, because of fiqh, he became more famous compared to his hadith and all these kind of things there. So that is also a point that we should remember and so forth. Okay, the Tasanif. Now look at the books he wrote. I'm reading for you now. You understood? So, yeah. Now this year, first he wrote Sunan Nasai, he did Al-Kubra. You understood? So that was the first was there. Then the person told him, no man, this book now is gone too big and too this and this and all these type of things. So then he made Sunan Sughra. So the Sunan al-Sughra became known as Mujtaba. You understood? So this is, that is, so originally he wrote the book and it was called that Sunan al-Kubra and all that. Then it became known as Mujtaba, Sunan al-Sughra. The one we teach in the hadith, in the Darul Uloom, the madrasa, is Sunan al-Sughra. But I hate Sunan al-Kubra. But I don't know, I think I, because I had to do some work, you know, that thesis and all. So all that, so maybe I give it away in that. So that was about 6-7 volumes, Sunan al-Kubra and this type of things. So that is what. Then Al-Mujtaba, that is Sunan al-Sughra. So that you must remember. Khasais Ali ibn Abi Talib, you see. That's the book that caused trouble for him. Then Fadail of Sahaba, Fadail al-Quran, Amal al-Yawmi wal-Layla, Manasik al-Hajj, Kitab al-Jumu'ah, Ad-Du'afa wal-Matrukin. You see in that book, Du'afa wal-Matrukin, there he included Imam Hanifa's name. That in hadith he considered him weak. You understood? Imam Nasai. But majority scholars don't accept that. But it is mentioned like that there. Okay, and then he wrote there, you must remember, the Mu'jam of Shuyukh and Nasai and all that, who were his teachers and all that. And then he wrote many, many other books also. Musnad al-Hadith, Fudail bin Ayaz and Dawud Tai. And very, very great. Musnad al-Hadith of Malik bin Anas, Imam Malik rahimahullah. See, the great thing that also. So the question arises that why did he write this book now? So Imam Nasai, you must remember the Amir of Ramallah. Ramallah, Ramallah, whatever you want to say. That is then Palestine, you know that, right? Sure. So he told him that you must write a book. So he wrote this book. And this, so he told him the Siddha. He said, no, write a book that got only Sahih riwayats. You understood? So make Mukhtasar. So he chose Sunan al-Kubra, had weak also, all this. So that is why then he condensed it, you understood? And then it became Sunan al-Nasai al-Mujtaba, the smaller one. So that is how this whole thing happened and so forth and so forth. And then there's a lot of other discussions in it. Now the commentaries of it and all. So remember that they say in Sunan al-Kubra, there are 22 babs that are extra compared to the Sughra. You got it? 22 babs, so meaning like sub-chapters. You understand? One is chapter, Kitabu Tahara, Kitabu Den. One is bab, the sub-chapter. So that is 22 are missing there. So it means that is how he condensed it and made it, you know, summarized it, whatever you want to call it. So in that way there, so that is also quite important. And thereafter, you must remember, Onul Ma'bud writes, Saibu, Onul Ma'bud we got there, I don't know if you saw it. كل حديث هو موجود في موجود أي في سنن الصغرى يوجد في سنن الكبرى من غير عكس. So every one that is in sunan الصغرى you will find in sunan الكبرى, but not everyone in sunan الكبرى will you find in sunan الصغرى. You find because it took out 22 chapters, sub chapters, and all this kind of thing. So other ulama say even that is not right. And you know, ulama, mashallah, everything they will be, they will have something and something and something to write and all these kind of things. Okay, so what he did, he tried to, Imam Nasai, use, because he came last among the muhaddisin, the famous six. So he tried to combine the methodology of Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. You see that? For example, the tartib is very good, like Imam Muslim, you know. But then, you know how Imam Bukhari, he got Fiqhul Bukhari fi tarajumihi. In his Tarjamatul Bab, the heading, you will get what he says. You know, understood? I mean, like, now in the dars we were doing in Bukhari Sharif. So Imam Bukhari is his meilan, meaning his inclination, is like the Shafi'i school. Now this is all academic discussion. Before Zohar, Mashurid 4 rakat salat or Mashurid 2? The question. You got it? So the Hanafis say you must eat four, finish all four as sunnah muakkada. The Shafi'is say four, but two as sunnah muakkada. Then you make salam. And if there's time, then you read the other two sunnah ghair muakkada. So meaning only two is muakkad. Are you following? Now if you read Imam Bukhari, Sahih Bukhari, you will find there are rakatain qabla dhuhr. So he is meilan. He finds it rajih. That is you. Now, we're not saying we must look for loopholes and read it. I'm trying to just show you the point. You understood? That how he, if you understand that, then you know that is what he's pointing to. That is. Then if you find the hadith of four, they say, we're not rejecting it. But two are mu'akkad and two are ghair mu'akkad. That's how they make tawfiq. You understood? So that is the Hanafi say, no, you must eat all four, and so forth and so on. So anyway, like now I'm musafir just now, you understand? So now if I want to read the sunnahs, so it's good, but you don't read the sunnahs, it's also fine. You know, so you're in a hurry or something. So now if you get time, you musafir, you want to read two rakats. So it's fine, there's no problem then. First of all, if you leave it out, it's all right. So two rakats will be better. And I'm speaking of the sunnats now, you understood? Okay. So then you must remember that he's got one sunnat, there's Imam Nasai. Between him and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are 10 wasita, 10 people. Also, now if you look at my sunnat and your sunnat, how many will find? Over 20. You know, na? So over 20 people. So when we look at it, so now between Imam Nasai and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so there's one place that where there are 10 people. Ma arifu isnadan atwal min hada. Imam Nasai say, I don't know any sanad that is longer than this, and so forth. So where will you find this? Babul fadli fi qira'ati qul wallahu ahad. So you must write it down. In qul wallahu ahad, the virtue, there you will find the longest sanad. 10 people in between. It's lot, isn't it so? So for those amana, imagine, so this very long, that is so. So, but anyway, must be he liked it or whatever, or he wanted more teachers and so forth. So that is where you will find it, in the virtue of Qul Wallahu Ahad. Babul Fadli fi Qira'ati Qul Wallahu Ahad. So 10 people, you see that, let us. Then you must remember that he had very strict conditions and all that and all these kind of things here. Now we come to the shuru. So now the ulama, they're writing a lot of books and all that, and you know, commentary. Like I told you, Sheikh Albani made ta'liq on it, and Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda did some work on it and all that. These are the ulama we met, like you say. But what about the old ulama? The very old ones. So yeah, you must remember Allama Suyuti Rahimahullah wrote something. Then you must remember that you find Allama Sindhi wrote the ta'liq on it and so forth. Sheikh al-Hadith Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Nawawi, he wrote the ta'liq on it. And then you must remember Mawlana Rashid Van Gangohi, he also wrote something on it. Moana Khalil Ahmed, Hazrat Sheikh's Ustad, that is, he's buried in Medina also. So you must remember that he wrote Moana Yahya. Moana Yahya is Sheikh al-Hadith's father. You understand? His notes and all this kind. So that is how khidmat was done, you must remember, by this great, great muhaddisin and so forth. So we will send out our book there, and inshallah people can look at it and so forth and so on. And it will increase the knowledge and so forth, you must remember that. So there are like certain words are very difficult there, because there, when you're writing book like this, then you have to use the English technical jargon. You know what they call, like, you know. So, say for example, let's give you an example. Then mubalagha. Now you can't write mubalagha, you have to write hyperbole. Now it's not a word that is common, like, you understand? So this type of things there. So that is, but it was good that how you learn all this terminology and so forth and so on. Okay, you got any more questions, Maulana? Because I must just make that announcement again, inshallah.
Maulana, Mufti Sahib, with regards to the teachers who are teaching Imam Nasai, what's the advice Mufti Sahib can give to them? Which kitabs should they be checking?
So my advice is always, if you are teaching any hadith kitab and all that, then you must see the mutaqaddimeen, the old scholars. Now we gave you Allama Sindhi, Allama Suyuti, all of them what they wrote. But with that, you must see the mutakhirin also. Let's just call them mutakhirin. In our day, in our age. Now you take Sheikh Albani's one, you take Sheikh Abdul Fattah, Abu Huda, all this. There's one Ethiopian Sheikh, you understand? He wrote, I forget his name. So he wrote such a big shara, I think he went into 30, 40 volumes or something. You know, African person, you understood? So you must remember, so they are great, great muhaddisin, you must remember. Our people, look at their eyes like a small guy. No, it's a big giant, you understand? So you must remember, so he wrote there, you can just Google it, write it there, that Sunan Nasai, that Ethiopian or African scholar, contemporary African scholar who wrote the commentary on Sunan Nasai, you'll find some name there. Just Google it and you'll find something there. So any hadith kitab you do, so is now, if you think Bukhari Sharif, so you must study Fathul Bari, Umdatul Qari, all that, and then you study Hazrat Muhammad Salimullah Khan's work, and that Hazrat Mufti Sahib is writing now, you understand, that Julusul Hawari, like that. So Muslim Sharif you do, you see, that Minhaj of Allama Nawawi, and then you take the word of Mufti Taqi and that, or Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani, and that is Takmila Fathil Mulhim and all of that. So always try and combine the two, then you will get, like Tirmidhi. So one of the old, one is Tuhfatul Ahwadi and all that is very good. But you must sift out everything, obviously. You found something?
No, I'm just still checking, yeah.
So you must remember. Okay, I'll carry on with the announcement so long. So the announcement here is this, that tomorrow, inshallah, Fajr Adhan will be at 4 o'clock, and then my program, Fajr Adhan, and then my program will start, because we're going to camp, or not camp, we're going to camp Adon came out. So I'm going to Richards Bay, you know, stood. So inshallah, not camp Adon, we're going to Richards Bay, the plane don't last up there. We're not going to camp Adon, we're going there to Richards Bay. And inshallah, and this thing, the program will be in Impangani tonight, and then we'll come there to Richards Bay, inshallah, to sleep and all. And it's near, it's 10, 15 minutes or so, like that, maximum 20 minutes. And then, that is one. Dawood Monli, our engineer, is today in Impangani, and tomorrow in Richards Bay. Dawood Monli's number is 063-403-2743. Right? So that is second one. And then Camperdown, we spoke about, it came out by mistake, so let's just speak. I sent out something that they sent from there, the report back, which mashayikh are there, and ulama, and so forth. You know our one sheikh is who? Hazrat Mohan Qamruz Zaman Sahib. He's well in his 90s. He's like the big sheikh in India and all. His khulafa and them are there also. You know the Dusting family, Katrada family. So Hafiz Salih is also like my student. His wife is my student. So he also says he's my student. So anyway, you must remember that they had meals there and all that by them. You understood? There in Freyhead. So that is how that we said that, hey, these people are big, big mashayikh. They came here and all these kind of things and all that. So mashallah, the good atmosphere there. So we encourage the youngsters, people to go, the elderly, whoever you can go, the men you should go. Tomorrow Jummah Azan will go after 12 or so, just after the Istiwa. And then Jummah Khutbah will be at 1 o'clock inshallah, there the Ijtimaga inshallah Aziz. So that is what will happen there. Gee, you found something?
Not yet.
Wow. So anyway, so we'll check it up and so forth, and we'll get it inshallah in some of the kitabs and so forth. But he wrote, I saw it myself in Madinah Munawwara in one of the maktaba, and but that time it was incomplete. Then that person told me that if this person has to write like this, then this Sunan Nasai commentary will go into 30, 40 volumes. But I saw it myself. There's 1-2 volumes or 3 volumes or something. So that's how I remember it and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala accept it and make it easy, inshallah. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.